In many ways, COVID is no longer at the forefront of people's minds, but the virus that's claimed nearly 1 million lives in the U.S. and more than 6 million worldwide is still out there, of course, and producing new variants. As we head into the summer months, cases around the country seem to be rising a bit, though hospitalizations and deaths do not seem to be. So where does all of that put us in regards to the pandemic? Joining us to talk about that is Dr. Michael White, Chief Clinical Officer for Valleywise Health. Dr. White, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good to talk with you. Thank you. So what are we seeing right now in terms of the cases, in terms of the number, the severity?
So we certainly know that COVID-19 and the new variants that we're seeing across the United States continue to be present here within the state of Arizona. It's been at a relatively low level, but we continue to see patients daily that are testing positive for COVID-19 disease. So again, virus is still circulating within the community. We have not seen, however, a dramatic rise in hospitalizations. We have had a fairly steady amount of COVID-19 disease positive patients in the hospital. You know, we'll have some, we'll be able to discharge them to home, and then some more folks that need to be admitted. We haven't seen a precipitous increase or a precipitous decline, just kind of staying steady.
Well, so let's focus a bit more on the severity of it then. So just based on your experience, is this because more people have gotten some form of the virus and there is immunity, the fact that so many more people have been vaccinated over the course of a number of months?
Right. I think it's a combination of both of those factors that you've just stated. Certainly, we know that many folks in our community either have been vaccinated with successful primary series, as well as boosted and even double boosted if they're eligible with age greater than 50. But we also know that a number of folks actually had natural disease during one of the more recent phases of the virus that was circulating within the state of Arizona as we've done that. So yes, the cases that we're seeing today are not as severe as we saw, you know, in early 2020 and even in 2021, but still present. And again, still those folks that have compromised immune systems, or even at that point, you know, may have some of the waning immunity that are testing positive now, may have more severe cases.
Dr. White, you mentioned that you're not seeing a significant increase or decrease, really, in terms of COVID patients at your hospital. I'm wondering what that means for the way that you're able to operate, because earlier on in the pandemic, of course, folks would go in, if they were positive, they would be there, the worst cases, would be there for much longer than a typical hospital stay. So when you added more patients, you were just kind of adding on top of people who are already there instead of the ability to discharge folks.
Yeah. And again, that stays fairly constant today. Those folks that get hospitalized with COVID-19 disease do tend to stay in the hospital a long time, only to the fact that many of these folks also have other compromising medical conditions. You know, this is an added complication to their usual medical care. So their length of stay, how long that they're in the hospital, continues to be longer than an average patient. However, you know, it's been such a slow increase or a slow, steady number of patients that are testing positive, as people are able to be safely discharged, you know, another patient may be admitted. So we haven't seen, again, that grand increase. And we're able to absorb that into the normal operational flow within the hospital around that. We haven't seen such a big number that we haven't been able to discharge or get to the appropriate level of care around that that continues to impact the remainder of hospital operations, where we have to scale back in other areas to accommodate that larger number of patients.
Are the patients who are being admitted, and even those who, you know, who are spending, you know, a fairly long period of time in the hospital, are they as sick as we were seeing earlier in the pandemic?
They are not. You know, they've been fairly mild courses that have been hospitalized thus far and in this current round of what we're seeing today from this. We still have an occasional patient that will need ICU level of care beyond the ventilator and require that type of support, but it's certainly not the volume that we have seen in other phases of this pandemic.
Dr. White, let's talk about the fact that obviously it's starting to get very hot here in the Valley, as we know, and as a reverse of often the Midwest and the Northeast, that sends more of us inside, of course, in closer quarters. Also saw recently the change as far as people on airplanes not being required to wear masks. Are you anticipating a spike of some sort in the summer, even if it is not as severe as it would have been before?
The answer to your question is yes. I mean, if I look at the data that we have seen throughout this pandemic to do this, and I see the last two summers prior to this summer, we always have seen an increase in the number of cases as we transition, you know, Arizonans into the inside environment to do this. We would be foolish not to anticipate the fact that we were going to likely see an increase in the number of cases within our communities as we get later here into the summer.
And very briefly, as we're seeing fewer and fewer people wear masks, are you concerned that will cause an issue too?
I do. I think, you know, especially in those closed environments around there, that we know that how this is spread. And we know that masks did help us diminish the spread of this virus. So as we see mask use continue to decline around this, the chance that this virus will be more easily spread continues to increase. It's very important for folks to recognize if you're not feeling well, you have those respiratory symptoms, to consider to do those things that helped us be successful in these other phases of the pandemic. That number one is, you know, talk to your healthcare professional, isolate till you can get tested for this. And if you do test positive, follow the recommendations so that you're not spreading this further within our communities.
Dr. Michael White, Chief Clinical Officer for Valleywise Health. Good to talk with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good morning.